Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but think it for me two more times.
Yeah!
What's the deal, everybody? What's the deal? Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is on the MIC. I thank God for all of y'all that have called in and that have tuned in on today. Praise God. Y'all know what day it is. It's Friday afternoon. We may be getting started a little bit late today, but bless the Lord anyhow. I'm going to say that again. Bless the Lord anyhow. Praise God. Everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio listening, we thank God for you. Amen. We are about to connect live, already in progress, the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. With Sister Kendra Cole and Sister Alexandra, the mother and daughter team, the dynamic mother and daughter team out of California, bringing the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So without further ado, let me not talk y'all ear off. Let me connect y'all in. The next voices out over here would be Sister Kendra Cole. Hallelujah. I believe you're speaking right.
My relations, my house, my business, my office, my food, my money, my compound, my friends, and well-wishers with the powerful blood of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I cover the whole air, the whole land, the whole sea with the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan, it is written in Revelations 12 and 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I use the blood of Jesus to overcome you now in Jesus' name. Amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your position against Satan and his demons. Cover the whole air, land, sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Destroy all the powers of darkness in the air, land, and fight against the devil without ceasing, destroying all their plans against me and those on the line. I command you, angels of the Lord, to make a hedge around me and the prayer line. Encamp around me in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, right now. Amen. Before we get started,
thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to pray this prayer of repentance for us. Amen. I repent of sins, and I ask you to forgive us for your name's sake, Father, in Jesus' name. Remove from me and all on the line the curse of disobedience to your commandments. Rebuke the devourers from our lives. Malachi 3:8-12. Withdraw the locust, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm from me, O God, according to your word. In Joel chapter 2, verse 25 and 26, give me the former and latter rain and fill me again with your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I, Alexandra Cole, today declare myself a heavenly citizen and a member of Jesus' family. Whoever touches me touches the apple of God's eye. No weapon formed against me shall by any means prosper in my life. And my tongue that shall rise against me in judgment shall be condemned forever in Jesus' name. Anything I shall lay my hands upon to do from now onward must prosper because I am destined to prosper. I must be the first in progress and blessings. I am now the head, and to crown it all, I am what God says that I am. Amen, amen. So we want to talk today, amen, about faith. We're going to talk a little bit about faith today because I need your faith. Amen, to be stronger so the Lord can bless you according to the word. Amen. So today we are praying for those that need more strength in their prayer life, in their faith. Amen. We need more faith. We need more prayer. And we need more strength. Amen. So if your faith is light, amen, then you come on this prayer line and you get more power. Amen. And if your prayer, if your faith is weak, you're in the right place. So, Lord, I ask that you bless those that have a weak prayer life, a weak faith life. I ask that you give them more momentum and take them higher. Amen. And I ask that you build up their faith. Amen. And so today I am asking you to touch each and every one on the line. So for those that are weak in faith, for those that have little faith, for those that have faith as that of a mustard seed, I ask that you bless it all and increase it in the name of Jesus, Father God. Increase their faith so we can be in agreement, so they may get the blessings that you have put in place for them in the kingdom of God. Amen. So we want to increase the faith today, and we want to take you higher in your faith. Amen. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he commanded the world, and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which have foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Amen.
Amen. So, amen. So it takes faith. Amen. It takes faith. And we need to be obedient, and we need to build up our faith, build up our strength. Amen. So you're here, and we're going to help you build it. Right now, I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, this is Sister Alexandra. I am regenerated by the blood of Jesus. I am ransomed from the powers of death and hell. I am blood washed. I am redeemed. I am justified by Christ. I am made to be the righteous of God through Christ. I am a believer of the word of truth. I am born again. I am heaven bound. My citizenship is in heaven. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principality and powers. I am a priest and a king ordained by Christ to rule here on earth. I am the fear and the dread of God against the kingdom of darkness. I am a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. I am built up together and attached with other children of God into a holy habitation of God. The word of God says, I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am a chosen generation and a peculiar person to the nation. I am special in the sight of God. The Bible says, because I believe and receive Jesus Christ, power has been given to me to become a son of God. And I am empowered to trample upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. I am empowered to use the name of Jesus to cast out demons and heal the sick. I am empowered to bind, to loose, and to decree things. And the Bible says, whatever my voice is heard, no one can ask me why. I do these things for my voice is the voice of a king that is full of authority. I am commanded and empowered by my God to subdue and to exercise dominion. For I am made a little lower than the angels, and God has crowned me with glory and honor, and has also made me to have dominion over all the works of his hands. The devil that was against my authority as a God's representative on earth has been destroyed by Christ. And once again, the keys of the kingdom of heaven are given to me. And because I am a member of the body of Christ, which is the church, the gates of hell cannot prevail against me. I am a branch in the vine. Jesus Christ is the true vine because I abide in him. And I am full of the fruit of the Spirit. I am full of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Because the grace of God is upon my life as the light of his glory, I am full of divine favor. I am a partaker of all heaven's spiritual blessings. I am an overcomer. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. In faith, I overcome ungodly, weary, anxiety, heaviness of spirit, sorrow, depression, lust of the eyes, and lust of the flesh. In faith, I have overcome all the tricks of the devil. For it is written, greater is Jesus Christ that dwells in me than the devil that is in the world. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. In righteousness I am established. I am far from oppression, for I shall not fear, and from terror, far of it shall not come near me. The Lord shall cover me with his feathers, because I have made him my dwelling place. Evil shall not befall me. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and surely the Lord will always deliver me from the snare of the fowlers. God has made me a beneficiary of divine help through the stripes that were laid on Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, I have right standing with God. Through Jesus Christ, I have access to the throne of God to find peace with God. I have prosperity for God. Will no longer withhold anything good from me. I have spoken with the tongue of the learned, and as it is written, I shall be justified by the words of my mouth. I ask that the word of God I have confessed begin to transform me to the original image God designed me to be in his book. I ask that the blood of Jesus wipe away every mark of reproach, whether physical or spiritual. I ask for the blood of Jesus to erase every evil and negative name I was ever called. I nullify every negative report ever made about me. I cease to be a picture of failure. I cease to be abased, rejected, forsaken, desolate, and downcast. I begin to manifest expressly every good thing God has written about me in the book. And I begin to look fearfully and wonderfully made. I begin to operate at the head and not the tail. I begin to be a true worshiper of Jehovah El Shaddai, Jesus Christ. And I began from now to continually praise him and confess positively. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, amen. In the name of Jesus. We are here today for prayer of faith and healing. And in the name of Jesus, we are about to get ready to go to work now. In the name of Jesus, I am getting ready to call out the healing prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is Sister Alexandra. I believe in Jesus, the Messiah, and the power of the blood to heal. He bore my griefs. He carried my sorrows and pain, was wounded for my transgression, crushed for my wickedness. The punishment for my well-being fell upon him, and by his wounds I am healed. I have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, the thief, the devil, who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and loosed from the contents within his hands, the curse, and delivered from the spirit of fear and the power of death. I am an ambassador of Messiah as Jesus is. So I am on this earth, amen, and like him, I humbly walk in the power of the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, so that I can effectively carry out official kingdom business, such as to heal and to be healed for his glory. I possess the authority over Satan and all of his wicked works, including sickness and disease. Therefore, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and nor will any plague come near my dwelling. I bless the sweet Lamb of God. I remember all of his benefits, who pardons all iniquities, heals all disease, redeems my life from destruction, crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy, satisfies my mouth with good things, and renews my youth like the eagle. I am grateful that you are both able and willing to heal me in spirit, soul, and body. I partake of your bread of life and drink from the cup of your new covenant to restore health to me and to heal me of my wounds. Amen. In the name of Jesus, with wisdom from on high, I activate the sword of the Spirit. Amen. With the realization that I possess the power of life and death in my tongue, I exercise his authority. I curse the sickness at its very root and seed and say no disease will prosper in my body. When I am weak, I thank him that he remains strong in me, and I boldly declare his abundant life, healing power, and supernatural strength to overtake my body in Jesus' name. So in the name of Jesus right now, we are getting ready to get to the root of it. We are getting ready to call out sickness and disease. At this time, you can pray with me for your loved ones and those around you and for yourself as well. This is not only for disease, but this is also for relationships, to heal relationships. Amen, and have and strengthen your faith. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we are going to position ourselves for healing of the body today. Amen. Today, this healing is for you privately. So we are going together in spirit to those areas of your body that need special attention, and we are moving blockages and clearing areas that need a push to get the area of the body moving and functioning again. In Jesus' name, I am speaking the word of God over all areas to be healed and begin to function in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we will focus and pray as I call out the areas to be touched and healed and seeking out hurt and pain and any dark thing that is trying to attach itself to you inside and hide behind hurt and pain that's trying to set up house in our bodies. I ask that each brother and sister pray in spirit as I call out each area, hear it, believe it, and receive it in Jesus' mighty name. I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray as one and enter the head area, the right and left lobe of the brain. May it function normally in any dark areas or anything trying to set up disease or growth in the head. In the name of Jesus, be destroyed and cleared and healed by the word of God. Hear it, believe it, and receive it. Lord, heal us and deliver us from any mind and emotional fear of depression. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hear it, believe it, and receive it. We're moving to the eyes and ears and mouth, Lord. Right now, stop and heal any sight loss, deterioration of the eyes, and any veils covering the eyes to stop your vision, the ear area, any loss that may be trying to take place as you age. Amen. Lord Jesus, we're calling out cancers, heart disease, tumors, blockages, clots, cysts, boils, bumps, STDs, mucus in the body, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, gout, HIV, AIDS, diabetes, respiration disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, influenza, pneumonia, kidney disease, liver disease, pneumonia, heart defects, asthma. Be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Believe it. Receive it. Lord, we're going into the hip area, groin area. We're going into the thighs, the legs, the feet. Again, we are moving with heated scripture by be thy removed from the body, all you disease and ill will, foreign objects, fear, depression, and darkness. You are uprooted and removed in Jesus' name. You have to go now. You have no right here. Right now, right now, right now. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hear it, believe it, and receive it. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Hallelujah. Lord, heal the ear cavity that you may hear the word. And may you hear, and may your hearing be sharp as the moth in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you heal the mouth of anything that is not of God, from mouth cancers, any of these, any bad language or words that is holding one from prospering or being blessed. Seek and destroy anything foul in the mouth in Jesus' name. Clean up the mouth, Lord. The bad language, cursing oneself by saying negative things in Jesus' name. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Be healed, be healed, be healed. Hear it, believe it, receive it in Jesus' name. We're going to the chest, to the breast area, the arms, the back area, also the stomach area, in Jesus' name. We're sending in heated scripture to seek and destroy any and everything out of God, and we're pulling it up by the root. And you may not go to any other area of the body to hide from scripture in Jesus' name. Malachi 4:2 says, Be unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hear it, believe it, and receive it in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord restore any hearing loss. Amen. Lord Jesus, we ask that you touch the body from the top of their head to the tip of their toes. Hallelujah. No ill will, nothing in their foul. Hallelujah. No darkness. No disease of any kind. You cannot move from one area to the other. You are out of here. You are not welcome. You cannot hide behind another area. You are dismissed in the name of Jesus. You are out of here right now. By the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, you are healed. You cannot go to any other area. You are out of here. In the name of Jesus, I call on the name of Jesus right now, 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 right now. In the name of Jesus, you cannot hide behind any other area. You are not welcome. You are not welcome. You are out of here. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you heal the body, Lord, from the top to the bottom of their feet, Lord Jesus. I call on every area of darkness in the body, anything that's trying to hide behind another organ, anything that's trying to go to the cells, come out in the name of Jesus. Anything that's trying to set up house or darkness in the body, you are out of here. In Jesus' mighty name, by the blood of Jesus, you are out. You are out, and you're not welcome. In the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, by the blood of Jesus, I call you out. Come out. Come out, you demon. Come out. Manifest now in the name of Jesus. You come out right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Manifest. Get out of that man. Get out of that woman. You're not welcome here. You're not welcome here. In the name of Jesus. You're not welcome. Get out. Get out. Now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. You're not welcome. You can't hide. You can't go to another area. You are not welcome. Everything in the body is covered with the blood of Jesus, so you must go. You have no choice. You cannot stay. No, you are not welcome. No, you cannot go to another area. No, no, you are out. And the word is written, you are out of here. I command you in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, bye. You are out. You are no longer welcome in this body. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, right now, right now, right now,
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Any pain, take it away, Lord Jesus. Any pain, anything trying to set up house, hallelujah, trying to set up disease, you are out of here. No, you will not spread. You will leave. You will fold up and die right now in the name of Jesus, and you will be removed. You are removed now by the voice, by the tone of my voice, by hearing my voice. You are folding up, and you are leaving now in the name of Jesus. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, in the name of Jesus. I didn't come to play with you. I came to slay you in the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of Jesus. You are out. You are out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, hallelujah. Somebody, hallelujah. Somebody, hallelujah. We're feeling it. Somebody, hallelujah. Somebody, hallelujah, is healing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord. Right now. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for removing it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, I want to thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I am thankful. I am grateful for your presence. Right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep the hedge of protection around the prayer line. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hear it, believe it, receive it. Hallelujah. Somebody, hallelujah. Somebody on this line, hallelujah. The Lord sees, hallelujah. Something was about to come upon you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Something, something. Somebody, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It has been called out. Hallelujah. It has to fold up and die in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. From the top of their head to the tip of their toes. Lord Jesus. Nothing that is not of you. Nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless these people, Lord Jesus. I bless them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With your word. I bless them, Lord Jesus. Work through me, Lord. Hallelujah. Use me, Lord Jesus. Use me, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Use me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you sent the word, Lord. Hallelujah. You sent the word. You sent the word, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will not set up house. Hallelujah. Not in this body. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Not in this body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give them a clean bill of health, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Touch them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now, Lord Jesus, in the name, in the name, in the name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, right now, Lord, right now. We thank you for your presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When we're in agreement. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for answered prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, Lord. Right now. Thank you for answered prayers, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hope you accept this as a sweet aroma of prayer, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Right now, Jesus, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Ooh, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, at this time, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, yes. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Paige. Amen.
Amen.
And you have amen. Some words. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Line unmuted.
Thank God for that prayer. Amen. If you was touched tonight, you need to hear of God's goodness. I have just a scripture in the book of Daniel, just going to read it, amen, 4:2. Daniel said, I want you to know about the miraculous signs and wonders the Most High God has performed for me. I want you to know what goodness the Most High has done for me. In other words, Daniel said, I want to tell you about it. I want to tell you about what God has done for me. You know, that's one of the things that... The reason God wants to heal you, the reason God wants to save you, because God wants glory. And everything that God has allowed in your life, he has allowed those things in your life so he can get some glory out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, your test becomes a testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then God heals you. When God heals you from something, he heals you so you can have a testimony. It's not something that you heard, but it's something that you experienced. And God wants us to have an experience with him, where it's not something that you heard by the hearing of the ear, but now, as Job said, my eyes see it. My eyes see it. Now, if you've been touched by the word today or you've been touched by God at any time, you need to tell somebody about it because you have healing in your mouth. You have healing in your mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And Jesus spoke the word, and when Jesus spoke the word, they was healed. And now, if you've been touched today, you need to speak the word to tell somebody else, yes, I once was sick, but now I'm well. It was Jesus that did it for me. And if God touched you today, we want to know about it. So who's going to be first to give a testimony about the goodness that God has done for them? I know that word went forth, and somebody got touched by the word. We want to know about it. And who's going to be the first today? Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless Great. God. This is Elder Prevost. I just want to say thank God for the prayers, the word that went up, the affirmation. Amen. Amen. About how to pray, about what to ask for, the deliverance. Amen. Of those enemies, those spirits that's been plaguing some of our lives. Praise God. So I just thank God. Hallelujah for the anointing. Hallelujah the Lord has given Sister Kendra and Sister Alexandra, praise God, to come online and give us these affirmations. Amen. On a Friday. Hallelujah. You know, on a Friday, everybody, you've been through, excuse the term, but you've been through hell all week. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's good to be able to come online and get some affirmations. Amen. About our prayers reaching the Lord's ear. Amen. Praise God. That's all I have.
Amen. Amen. That is good. Amen. It's somebody else. Amen. You've been touched by the word of God tonight that has came forth in power. And amen. If you are listening to it, whatever whatever you had wrong in your body, I don't think she missed anything. And so if anyone else has a testimony tonight, we want to hear from you.
Amen. This is Brother Lee from Las Vegas. Brother James.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just thank God for being among the living. And amen. I thank God for the prayer, the word. Amen. And it just stirred my soul up. Amen. To know that God is real. You know. I just thank him for, I just look back over my life and I know he real, because he brought me from the muck and miry clay. You know, put me on a rock to stay today. And I just thank God for where he brought me from and where I'm at now. You know, it's just a blessing just to be on this prayer line, because you don't know what, you know, sometimes you don't know what you're going through during the week. And then you look forward to Friday. You know what I mean? It's like you look forward to opening up a gift. Well, this is my gift on Friday, is this prayer line. You know what I'm saying? It'll stir me up and to carry me through the weekend. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for Kendra and Sister Alexander for this prayer line. Amen. And God continue to use them and bless them. And I'm going to keep coming. That's all I can say.
Well, bless God. Amen. Thank you for continuing to come to the prayer line. Is that anyone else? Amen. Maybe you got healed, or maybe you got a prayer request. Yeah, I don't think she missed anything, but if you still have a request, we're going to take that right now. If God has already touched you, acknowledge it right now. That's one of the things I know that God wants us to do, because everything in the Bible is a testimony. It's an experience. It is an experience that somebody went through.
Amen.
Amen. And it's an experience that somebody went through, what Daniel went through, what David went through, what Solomon went through, what John went through, what Paul went through. It's all a testimony. And if you got something you have experienced with God, you need to tell it. I'm expressing that now because, you know, a lot of time we don't realize we are holding people healing in your mouth.
Amen.
You are holding other people healing in your mouth. Because death and life is in the power of the tongue, and you have a word in your mouth. The word is near you, even in your mouth and even in your heart. And so God's letting us know you have a word, the testimony, the thing that God brought you through. You need to tell somebody else about it. Is there anyone else today? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If no one else, then amen. Amen. I'm going to read Psalms. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Brother James from Las Vegas. I just want us to pray for there was an incident out here in Las Vegas where a 2-year-old boy was missing. It was all on the news, and then they found he was murdered by the boyfriend of the mother.
Oh, wow.
And couldn't find the body, but they found the body. And they found the body when they talked about it, they said that the 2-year-old boy was beaten. He was beaten to death.
Wow.
And he's beaten to death by the mother's boyfriend. That they don't even go together. So I don't even know how the 2-year-old ended up either. It's a big old mess. But long story short, that the baby boy was found. The 2-year-old boy was found in a dumpster. He threw him away like he was a piece of garbage.
Wow.
And we need to pray for the youth, because you know that little boy didn't ask for none of that. And the reason why he got beat to death, because the little boy got nervous or something, and he went to bathroom on himself. He spoiled. You know what I'm saying? He messed his clothes up. So I guess the boyfriend didn't know how to handle it. He got upset and just started beating the boy up, beating him down like he was a grown man.
Oh wow!
And it's just great. We need to pray for the root. We need to pray for the youth today, because they are our future. And without them, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be nothing. It's already bad, and it's already going crazy already. The devil getting looser and looser every day. But we need to pray for our youth.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Amen.
It's getting wicked and wicked out here.
Amen. Well, bless
Amen.
God. Bless
Amen.
God for all of that. Amen. You want to pray for that, Sister Alexandra?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I just ask that you put your arms around that baby boy. Hallelujah. Because, like you said, little baby didn't know that was going to happen to him. Amen.
Yeah.
And the devil is a liar, but he has taken a life. But he will answer for that. He will answer for that. But Father God, I ask you to embrace the baby and take him home. Hallelujah. He's in a better place, but he didn't ask for that. Amen. So we
Amen.
Just pray for the baby. We pray that his mother finds some peace. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you leave her at this time of her loss. We know that she is in pain and she is suffering and she is hurting. We can't imagine to say, we can say, I feel your pain, because you can't feel her pain. But we know she has a great loss. Lord, I ask that you comfort her heart, be with her, hallelujah, and just guard her mind and her thinking right now, because she is very vulnerable. So just take care of her too, Lord, because she's going through, and it's going to take her some time to go through this. And I just pray for the family. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. It's in your hand.
Amen. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming. I just want to thank everyone for showing up. In the name of Jesus, I hope you continue to come back and get more and more, because God is not through. We have a lot to do, amen. But as long as we come together in prayer and in faith, amen, and just bring your troubles to the line, amen, because the Lord is waiting here. He's waiting here to hear your prayer, your thoughts, amen, and he's here to answer your prayers. So keep showing up every Friday at the same time, and you will meet us here with the Lord in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And just bring your troubles to this line, and the Lord will answer. That's what he does. He answers. Amen. If you don't get an answer, someone on this line will get an answer for you. In the name of Jesus. So just keep coming back. Keep coming back. And as you come back, we ask that you increase your faith. We ask that you read your Bible, to read the word. Amen. So we want to thank you for coming. We're here to pray with you, to inspire you, to uplift you. Hallelujah. And just to be an ear for you if you need be. Amen. So at this time, I want to remind you of Pastor Page line. Pastor Page is on Wednesdays. Pastor Page, go ahead and give your information, please.
Amen. We're on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. I guess you call it Central Time. And I guess it'll be at 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And we're on Sundays at 11 o'clock. Same number that you own now, amen, 786-7473. And so I just thank you for joining us and being with us. And we just appreciate everybody that's joining in. And so God bless you. Amen.
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 And I just want to say before we leave that the Lord watch everybody, keep them covered in blood as they go in and out today through their days to next Friday, and that they are covered in the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. And Brother Prevost also has a line. Brother Prevost, can you give your information, please?
Amen. Amen. Every Sunday at 5 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Pacific Time, and that is 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have Extraordinary. We invite y'all to tune in. That's where we have a open panel discussion on, you know, everyday subjects. And also we throw a sermon in now, praise God. And then we also have our Thursday night service, More Than an Hour of Power. Amen. And that's at 9 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. The number to get in is 516-666-9967. And also this week coming up, the 17th through the 21st, we are having a revival featuring Apostle Eden Curry from Long Beach, California. So we invite y'all to just tune in. It's at 7 o'clock Central Time, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we invite y'all to tune in and have a blessed time in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We just ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you watch everybody on this line, that you bless them, that you keep them covered in the blood of Jesus, and that you watch over and bless their steps as they go in and out throughout their days. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now we're going to hand it over back over to Pastor Page to close us out.
Amen. We just give you a salutation. Amen. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundant and above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, root, and abide within us henceforth, now and forevermore, as we dismiss from this line, but now from God's presence. May glory, honor, and praise be in Jesus' name. As we dismiss, we say amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. And you guys have a beautiful Friday and a beautiful weekend. Eh? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
judgment. Just get down on your knees and
pray for me.
We want to be greater. We want to be stronger. But help us, please.
Pray for me.
The only way I can make it through the day.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all.
Everybody out there. Thursday on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to hit y'all with one more, all right? We're going to hit y'all with one more, then we're about to hit.
When you're driving in a storm, it's very tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of a storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there. Let's go.
I brought some friends with me, and we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place.
Yeah, we gonna get up with a smile.
All the captains up on here. All my brothers and sisters in the storm.
Today's a new day. Yeah, but there is no sunshine. And nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. And today's a new day, yeah. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright. I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain. Oh, it fell from heaven like a shower.
Today's
a new day, yeah. But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today.
Smile for me. Would you just smile? right, we're going to see y'all next week.